Wilhelm Joost was born in Cologne in 1852. His position as the son of a wealthy factory owner gave him the financial resources, even as a young man, to travel the world on a series of extensive voyages between 1874 and 1884. He crossed both American continents, from Canada to the southern tip of Argentina, spent 3 years traveling in Asia, and explored southern Africa. After marrying in 1885, he finally settled down in Berlin. After several shorter journeys, he left Germany again in 1897, headed for the South Pacific, where he had never been. On this voyage, he came down with a tropical fever, to which he succumbed in 1897, aged just 45. His final resting place is on the tiny island of Uruparapara in the Western Pacific. He described his fascination with travel in these words.
The main attractions of travelling are the rapidly changing impressions one receives and the abrupt transition from life in one culture to that in another, or from an advanced culture to barbarism and vice versa. Man, with his customs and attitudes, his language, and especially his outer appearance, is the product of his geographical surroundings, the circumstances in which he lives, and the longer the outside visitor hurries from one continent to another, or sees the inhabitants of different geographical provinces on the same continent, the more his eye becomes attuned to recognizing the inevitable cultural differences of the peoples in question, depending on their environment, and to understanding their causality, the clearer the contrasts become, and, in a word, the greater is his enjoyment of travelling.